Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Good morning and welcome. It is our number 3. It is 8:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And special guest joining us now, Mark Herm. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing great, Bob. Good to see you and Greg this morning.
Can't keep a good man down. This guy, he's had more surgeries than I don't know what, and he keeps on fighting, and he's wheeling in here. I like your new scooter, Mark. It really...
These are regular Lee Majors, I think, yeah. By the time this is all going to be done.
They can rebuild him, and he's probably spent $6 million.
I think I've got Lee Majors beat.
Yeah. Yeah, you
well,
might.
Accounting for inflation. So
people are familiar with Mark from a long time ago, playing football for the University of Florida and a very successful heating and air conditioning business, many, many years. And Mark's always been involved, or at least for a long time, with the CCA, and that's what brings him here today. So tell us about what does the Coastal Conservation Association do, Mark?
Bob, in a nutshell, it's a group of mainly volunteers. There's a core group that actually administrates the organization, but there's tens of thousands of volunteers throughout the state that actually come together for the preservation of our natural resources. We work very diligently on the near shore and slightly offshore, and then restocking of various species of fish. We deploy decommissioned vessels for artificial reef purposes. There are some concrete reefs that get put in depending, what type of reef that gets deployed is dependent on the water depth and things like that. They're matched, but it's a huge undertaking, not only with just the documentation of what's being done, but the preparation of the materials that are being deployed and monitoring the fish. And it's a great group of people worked with.
Well, apparently you've got some great numbers to back up the work when you talk about, concrete and rock deployed on artificial reefs, over 7,000 tons. 43 reefs have been deployed totally. And then you've got all kinds of fish and clams and oysters that have been restocked. Do you want to go into that at all?
I'll touch base on that absolutely, because the type of fish that we're restocking are really dependent on the area. We do a lot of monitoring to see what fish are present in certain coastal regions. We restock based on what their needs may be there. The snook, the trout, which would be the spotted sea trout, oysters, clams, we replenish those beds as well. We have fisheries that actually reproduce the fish, and we nurture them into young adulthood, and then we deploy them back into the areas that are diminished.
And I guess with, hurricanes or very severe tropical storms, that can really destroy sort of an ecosystem, because we forget a lot of it starts on land. You know, you've got mangroves and other things. So they're impacted, even though they're, you know, you think they're happy in the ocean. But when a hurricane comes, it does a lot of destruction even to that, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And even the cold snaps, the snook are very temperature sensitive. And we have a real hard cold snap that lasts for, you know, 3 or 4 days. And the next thing you know, you're seeing snook floating everywhere because they are not able to handle this extreme cool. And they usually weren't, they used to not be up here as prominently as they are now, but they have been. They were primarily a southern Florida fish, and of course down there we don't have the extreme cold snaps that sustain a time frame that not long enough to do any damage to the fish. But here we're getting them, so we're having to restock up in this part of the area of the state so that they can survive.
It is interesting, because we know now water temperatures have been very, very high, coastal temperatures. It's just hard to believe. It's like, yeah, there'll come a time when it'll get so cold out for a sustained period of time that it can impact them. All right, so CCA, it's clear that you're doing great work. You're making a difference. And look, you've got all the outdoor sports. You've got sport fishing. You've got families fishing and things like that. And also a lot of this is for food, oysters and clams. That's turned into big business in Florida, hasn't it?
Absolutely has. And we've got a lot of guides that work out of this, the Cedar Key, Steinhatchee, Crystal River area that we know through the organization, that are extremely active. A lot of them you see on TV when you're watching your shows. These guys are very active with CCA. And they do that because of the fact they recognize their livelihood depends on fish being present.
Absolutely. And to kind of bring it all to a head, one of the reasons you're here, too, that also brings more attention to CCA is the big event that you have in the area every year. This has been ongoing for years. Tell me about the one that is coming up.
On September 11th, we're going to be having our annual banquet, auction and banquet, and you know, it is a fundraiser. Then we utilize the funds for the replenishment projects and the restocking of the fish and everything we need to do that makes us keep doing what we do. And this event is going to be held at Legacy Center in Alachua, 6 p.m. And people frequently get there at 5 o'clock because they want to walk around and look and see what's on the silent auction and things like that. They're welcome to do so.
Oh, yeah. There's so many stuff. They're hanging on the walls. There's all these. You're just going to go around and go, oh, I like, oh, I want that. Ooh, that's what you're going to do.
That's pretty much what happens. Everybody got to get their thought process in place. But it's a great event, and we have a great time. This year, being that it's on 9/11, we're going to have a little bit of fun and do some extra special things for the vets that attend the banquet with us. Again, it'll be the same thing. We'll have live auction, silent auction, raffles, everything.
Tell me about some of the items that you have. You always have some great stuff.
We've got artwork from different artists that are just absolutely amazing. Typical smorgasbord, if you will, of the live and silent auctions is going to be a lot of carry items, like really nice pocketbooks, jewelry, fishing rods, fishing reels, as you can imagine. You know, pretty much everything doing with outside. They have kayaks that go into the auction. They have kayaks that go into the raffles sometimes on a special ticket. Mm-hmm. But they're there. I mean, pretty much anything you can think of to do outdoor fishing and that type of thing, paddling around the water, will be there as a prize item.
Who's doing the food this year?
You know, I'll be honest with you, I don't know who's doing our food this year. That's just something that I wasn't involved with this particular year. And so I'm not 100% certain, so I don't want to speak out of turn on that one.
Right. I just know in years past, it's always been a lot of food and very high quality.
And yes.
It's always been great.
We've always used, I've got some real good relationships with some of the local caterers, and we've used them in the past, and they've done a great job for us.
So this big event coming up Thursday, September 11th. One of the times I hear is 5:30. Did you
5:30 doors open? Like I said, people get there at 5 o'clock. The doors are already open.
Okay,
they're able to come in and walk around. But the official opening starting time is 5:30. Things start really kind of moving around, and people start getting there about 6 because they get a chance to get home from work, change clothes, and go back out there, and we'll see them there.
All right, and 9:30 ish. For an end, but yeah, it's a great event, and I highly recommend people participate in this, find out more about CCA and the great work that they do. And it's always a good time. Mark, what else do you want to add?
You know, I just want to remind people, this is a fundraising event. And you know, it's a banquet, it's a raffle, auction, you know, all those type of things. But there is a purpose for it. And we really appreciate all the people who have been there for years and years and years. I get to see a lot of familiar faces. We get to, you know, fish stories are always fun because the fish is bigger than it was last year. You know, that's, you know, that works.
Right.
So, but we like to hear the stories, and you know, with the social media, people post their pictures and stuff, and we get to chat about that, and the guys will share pictures and things. But again, this is a fundraising event, and it's been the same event that we've had. I've been in charge of the Gainesville chapter now for, I'm pretty sure, 15 years. This is my 15th year,
wow,
or 16th, one of the two. Yeah. But we've been doing it for a long time, and we really enjoy doing it. And keep in mind, this is all volunteers. Everybody here is a volunteer except for two people that come directly from the CCA, and that's because they drive the trucks to bring up here to put all the items out on the tables and help us set up.
When are we going to see you out on the water with Hermungus?
Yeah, I'll be out there again soon. The leg recovery is going okay. I'll tell you what, this is surgery number 28, and so it's been a long haul to get my feet back under me.
First you want to get your legs back, then you got to get your sea legs.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, I'll be glad just to get the legs back. I'll hold on to something if I have to right now.
Well, I'll keep your boat warm for you and keep it running if you need me to.
What a friend.
What a guy.
I'm not going to pay any of the bills related to it because I have my own
I have
to take care of.
B-O-A-T.
But, yeah, exactly. As in times three.
Yeah.
But it is what it is, and we love it.
We enjoy it. I love being on the water and love doing things that keep us on the water.
Nothing like it, especially here in the Sunshine State. Mark Herm, keep up the good work. CCA, find out everything you need to know. Go to ccaflorida.org and then look for the Gainesville chapter. And Mark, always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you very much, guys, for having me. I really appreciate it, as always.
All right. 8:16, Bob Rose Show rolling on. Greg Cassidy is here. Top story, unfortunately, is the shooting that happened yesterday in Minneapolis. We'll touch on that a little bit, but we've got a ton of other things we want to get to as well on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome. 821 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And, you know, just terrible what happened yesterday with the shooting. Annunciation Church / school that is up in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Two young kids were killed, 8 and 10 years old. Just the whole event, like these things typically are, completely disturbing. And yeah, the shooter, trans issues, Trump hater, anti-Semitic, a disturbed individual. And this is what these things boil down to. And the Democrats will constantly try to make it a gun issue, a gun control issue.
Of course.
It is neither one of those. It never has been. It is about people who are mentally ill to the point to where they're deranged enough to want to kill the most innocent of lives, the most innocent of victims, and in an area they try to find that's the, you know, like the least protected, frankly. These are not just heinous acts, but the most cowardly acts, and they have some sort of twisted logic where, you know, they think that they're, you know, doing something great. I suppose, and they leave behind these, letters and words and manifests, and they, you can see how deranged they are. But of course, they don't see it. And you know what? Some of the things is, you know, hating Trump is like, right. Well, gee, I wonder where you got that from.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get that from, you know, Republicans, yep. Did you?
Anti-Semitic,
yep.
Comments, yeah, all
yeah.
That,
yeah.
And then, of course, they take the easy way out, if you will, so they don't have to face any consequences.
And apparently, you know, one of the people that, you know, was speaking out afterwards or on behalf of the school or whatever, tried to blame Republicans and try to make it a funding issue.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Ugh.
I mean,
that's a
the
cheap
Republicans
shot.
Are
that's
the party of law and order. And it couldn't be any more relevant today, especially when you see what Donald Trump is attempting to do in Washington, D.C. How can you tell me on one hand he's willing to deploy the National Guard to make things safer there, and that somehow in Minneapolis they're going, oh, yeah, well, it's the lack of funding. They did that to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And those were all Democrats that allowed that to happen. They're the ones. Remember they called for that, you know, not unfunding
yep.
of law enforcement? Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? All the funding levels and hiring of police hasn't gotten back to its normal levels. So, yeah, if you're trying to assign blame in that way politically, there's no way you can point at Republicans. It's just ridiculous, and we know that. But these sick individuals, they want attention. They want to be talked about. You know, where was this, you know, where was the lamestream media when people were dying of these fentanyl overdoses? They didn't want to talk about that because that would lead back to the border, which would lead to the fact that Joe Biden and his administration opened the border up wide open and didn't just open it, but sent NGOs around the world, literally funded NGOs around the world to send people, give them plane tickets to come to Mexico City and then make it look like, oh, they made some sort of long trek. Well, they're coming in with their name brand outfits and haircuts and cell phones and get the out of here. I just, man, it is so frustrating dealing with the left. They're brainwashed. They're liars.
Mm-hmm.
They're deranged. They're the most hateful people, unhappy people. Of course, the person that would kill and take innocent lives like that comes from that exact mentality. Blame Trump,
yep.
Anti-Semitic, lefty weirdo, doesn't know what frickin' gender they are,
mm-hmm.
So confused from the get-go. Yeah, and dealing with some so-called like professional, it's like, oh, maybe you're so depressed and have all these emotional things because you actually should have been born a girl. It's like, what about gathering up these people and having some sort of purge? You know, the ones that direct them to go, yeah, all you got to do is, you know, change your sexual orientation and your mental illness will just clear up like a friggin' zit on a 13-year-old with some Clearasil.
We've not seen that happen. Doesn't work that way.
Oh, I'm so sick of it.
Yep.
Oh, gets old. Oh, and even a Fox News contributor, Paul Morrow, he's pretty solid, to be honest with you. But, you know, if you're going to be the expert thing and you're calling for red flag laws, they already have them in Minneapolis.
Do your homework.
So, yeah, and, you know, we expect that from, like, MSNBC, CNN, and those bozos. But Fox, come on, you got to do a little bit better than that. Amy Klobuchar, remember her?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Do you remember Amy Klobuchar? She says assault weapons are really seriously bad.
They won't let her near the salad bar because it just doesn't work.
Anyway.
Yes, her.
She goes on MSNBC and said there needs to be a national ban on assault weapons.
Yeah, when you start going after, seriously, go after, you know, alcohol-related deaths and drug-related deaths and auto-related deaths, and when you want to give equal attention to all of those, then we can talk. But until you do, it's just hypocrisy.
And even then, we're not going to talk. Bad,
this is the Second
twisted
Amendment,
up
right?
Evil people
yes.
are going to do bad, twisted up evil things
yep.
one way or another, whether it is with a gun or not. Do you want to have an open and free society? Then, unfortunately, this is a possible side effect of that.
Mm-hmm.
You might have less of it if you quit twisting these kids up with the idea that they can change their gender like spinning a wheel and see what pops up. Hey, 8-Ball, am I a boy or a girl today? And it's uncertain.
One we can't pronounce yet.
Ugh. And here we are.
Mm-hmm.
8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And never miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show. Just look for your favorite app, hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Happy Thursday. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's go, Gators! Saturday, big time.
Oh, you're ready?
Already sold out football. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Good times beginning. Yep. I'll be out of town, but I will be watching. Indeed. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. We've got 8:34. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. And go Gators for other reasons, too. Forbes magazine named University of Florida the number 5 public university in the country. Now, that's a drop of one spot from 2024. But look, at the end of the day, you're in the top 5 for public universities in the country. And it turns out number 30 of all the universities in the nation, all the Ivy League schools, all that. That is strong. This is proof that the University of Florida is going forward at full speed. Our energy and our drive are stronger than ever, and we're not about to slow down. Maury Hosseini, the chair of the UF Board of Trustees, said this in a press release. UF is a gem, a powerhouse of research and economic development, and an outstanding investment for the state of Florida. While other schools are stepping back, UF is leaning in and leading the way. So congratulations to all those involved in making the University of Florida awesome. And yeah, keep up the good work. And we should root for all our Florida schools, right? We want them all to do well because there is a huge economic impact there as well. But, you know, since they had 3 little babies that graduated from the University of Florida, yeah, I'm a little biased.
Just a little bit.
I've been a Gator fan way before that. In fact, I'm the one that told them, hey, when we moved here like 23 years ago,
yeah,
I was already a Gator fan. I said, we're all going to be Gators, right, kids? And they're like, you sure, Dad? Yeah, whatever. They rolled their little eyes.
Like, what's he talking about?
Well, no. They knew. They go, Dad's being Dad. Yeah, Dad. And we'll go to karate on Saturdays because we know you're teaching. And, you know, all the things they put up with. And yet, here they've turned out awesome. Despite my best efforts, as Greg would say.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Gainesville Regional Airport. Cutting the ribbon on a new parking garage. They're doing so well there. They had to build a parking garage because they're running out of parking. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
They flew more than 578,000 passengers. They broke their own record from 5 years prior. Way to go. Kudos. Love it. I mean, if you can get the flights lined up right, it is the most convenient, easy-peasy place to fly in and out of. There's no doubt about it. It is just great.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of getting more flights, more flexibility. So we root for them that they'll continue to move down that path. I know they're trying. They're attempting to do it. You know, a lot of it's, you know, the airlines themselves. But the regional airports in general, I think, are, you know, growing in popularity. And I think the ease of in and out, and both for the and for the flights themselves, I think all of that it helps and should lend itself to future growth. So, congratulations.
A lot of them have expanded where they go. As they've grown just a little bit, they get more flights, get slightly bigger planes, they go places that maybe they didn't 5 or 6, 7 years ago. So if you haven't checked them out in a while, yeah, we love to go out of there if we can. Beats driving 1.5 hours to Jacksonville or 2 hours to Orlando. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be flying out of Jax when we head up to Logan. And, we had a nonstop. Oh, it's a bargain. We should book this. And, yeah, but then when you get done with all the fees and stuff, you're like, uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's a little sense of frustration,
I
guess.
It's all the add-ons, yeah, that used to just kind of be expected, you know.
Now, I might have missed this, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the airlines needs to come out and do like what the car lots do, some of them.
Yeah.
Where they put the price on the front of the car in big, bold numbers, and that is the price.
Come on, that's crazy.
People said it was crazy, and then it turned out to be the most ingenious marketing thing ever. When it came to car, here's the price.
Wow.
Well, what a concept. I love how people like hide that. What's the price? And then the other thing they do, like you, when you see something used, it's like, how could you ever post an ad? You took the time to post an ad, like say on Marketplace or something,
right?
And you don't post the mileage on the vehicle.
I know. Yeah.
Is like, that the most? And then they're always like, "Don't call and ask, and don't do this, and don't do it. Don't ask if it's still here. If it's here, it's here."
It's
like,
up. The ad's up.
They're all. I mean, the whole thing. I just hate dealing with it. It's all like a bunch of weirdos in there and anal retentive nut bags and all the. I'm sorry, Greg. I wasn't looking at you when I said that.
Okay, good. I appreciate that.
But, yeah, just, anyway, sorry, ADD kicking in.
Yeah.
Back to my original premise, advertise the price. No asterisk.
Right.
No nothing. Fly today from blah, blah, blah to blah, blah, blah. Book today.
And here's how
and it's $399, $600 round trip. And that includes your bag and having a seat next to the person you're flying with.
Is that the craziest thing in the world?
It is.
Taxes, you know.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, and we've talked about this because we've both dealt with it. You go to a resort area or a hotel, and you're already paying $200-$300 a night, whatever the case may be.
On the cheap side, where you've been, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not Bob Rose. Anyway, and then they want to charge you to park where you're staying.
I'm
you've got to be kidding.
Oh, Disney.
I'm not here without my car.
Disney does that.
Oh, that's so wrong.
Oh,
so
man,
wrong.
We'd go down there for broadcasts, like, you know, Trader Rooney, broadcast, commercials, whatever, and everybody's happy, but yeah, you pay $40 a day, I remember, and this is going back a few years, $40.
For your car to sit there, I guess if you want to take a bus and go, or a cab, that's fine, but most people actually, unless they're coming in from out of town, if they're in Florida, they might drive their car.
Oh, I'm just going to self-park. Okay, that'll be $40.
Yeah.
The little things that just rub your rhubarb.
Well, and the thing is, you're already spending a fortune if you're going on vacation or you're getting away with the family or whatever you're doing. It's those extra things like that that just kind of just take away a little bit of the joy. It's a little more irritating, a little more expensive, and it's like, really, people?
Yeah.
Come on.
Just from now on, just to advertise, this is the call now, book this flight, done.
Mm-hmm.
But now they all got to play games. And, you know, now they're using, like, AI and all these algorithms.
They're trying this, yes.
Yes, and it's like, so if you check on a flight and you don't book it right then, you actually were part of driving the price up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding you.
Now, some of the airlines are saying, okay, we're not going to do the AI thing, because some were actually wanting to figure out your ability to pay how much and charge you accordingly.
Yeah.
That was going to be one of their plans. Like, well, it's negotiable, but I think you know, Bob, we think that the 398 flight, you know, that's okay for a normal person, but we think you can pay $475 because you can afford it. Wouldn't that be irritating if they had gone through with that? And who knows, maybe some of them will, but they've kind of put that on the back burner for now.
Why do they want to make their customers jump through hoops? Why do they want to nickel and dime them to death and leave people with an uneasy feeling that now I feel like I didn't get a good deal? I'm not looking forward to, and that's beyond the other headaches of delayed flights, broken down planes, and all the other things that go with it. It's amazing to me that, you know, people still, I'm one of them, I guess, that still want to travel.
Yeah. But why not make it as enjoyable and stress-free as possible?
Yeah.
It's a crazy thought, I know.
Yeah. And call them stewardesses again and make sure they're hot. Did I say that with my loud voice?
Yeah.
Oops.
Welcome to the plane, boys.
10 FBI whistleblowers, changing subject, 10 FBI whistleblowers who say the Biden administration punished them for their political beliefs and for disclosing misconduct in the Bureau will have their security clearances reinstated and collect back pay, according to a settlement announced Tuesday, as it should be.
Nice.
That's the whole idea. When you come forward as a whistleblower, there have to be protections or you'll never get anybody to blow the whistle. But the Biden administration, man, were they some greasy, slick, nasty, undermined kind of people? Really? Yes, indeed.
The answer is always yes.
These 10 whistleblowers collectively suffered 12 years worth of unjustified suspension time, according to Chuck Grassley, Senate Judiciary Committee chair, posted that on X. He said they were punished because of their disclosure and political beliefs. In other words, they were treated like skunks at a picnic.
Oh, wow.
It must be a Grassley thing, huh?
Yeah, probably so.
I mean, no skunks are going to be welcome at a picnic. No. But it used to be like, wasn't it like ants at a picnic was the big thing?
Yeah.
Anyway, he long has advocated for the whistleblowers and has helped navigate the settlements to their retaliation complaints. Yeah, but this is a thing. They're going to get their jobs reinstated. They're going to get back pay. And they right. deserve that. But you know what? That should come out of the backsides of the people who put them through it directly. Hold these people responsible and accountable that punished the whistleblowers.
Yes.
And until that happens, you're still going to have whistleblowers or possible whistleblowers who are going to have a fear to come forward. But at least Chuck Grassley is doing his part.
Yeah.
8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. So is this like a new fad? Like, you get fired from your job, but then you, like, refuse. Like, how does that work exactly? No, I am not fired. No, I'm telling you, you're fired. No, I am not. I am not stepping down. Well, you can step up or step down, but I can tell you right now, when you check your direct deposit, you ain't going to get zilch. You're not getting nada.
It is
not
amazing
nothing.
To have seen this attitude lately.
It is.
It's mainly government folks.
Of course.
You know.
What? I deserve my job.
Mm-hmm.
I deserve to never get fired. If I wanted to get fired, I'd work in the real world. Longtime government scientist Susan Menares refusing to leave her position as director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. She's like, you can't direct me to leave. I'm the director.
Wow.
She announced it has been announced that she has been removed from the role less than a month after she was sworn in. Wow. How do you screw up a job that bad that quick?
Well, you got to try really hard.
Yeah.
And you got to tick off the right people.
Attorneys Mark Zad, Abby Lowell, said that they are representing Menares and claims that she has neither resigned nor yet been fired. What? Mm. Attorneys released a statement on social media. Yeah, everything's released on social media now.
Yep.
Claiming HHS and Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. are weaponizing public health for political gain and putting millions of American lives at risk. You mean like shoving vaccines down our throats? For COVID and telling us they have a 95% efficacy? That was totally different.
Uh-huh.
When the CDC director, Susan Menares, refused to rubber stamp unscientific, reckless directives and fire dedicated health experts, she chose protecting the public over serving a political agenda. Oh, it's for the cause. It's... Yes.
Yeah.
For the cause. Like, no, you were an employee. You were, and now you're not. Bye-bye. But of course, you know, the attorneys have to drum all this up.
Yeah.
And for that, she's been targeted. Dr. Menares has neither resigned nor received notification from the White House. She's been fired. And as a person of integrity and devoted to science, she will not resign. Oh. Wow, like I said, this is like a new thing.
Hmm.
They'll never get rid of me now, Greg.
It's kind of like George Costanza. You just set up an office someplace and act like you work there,
I guess. As long as you hide from George Steinbrenner,
here you go.
You can keep the cake. I do that. I hide from management. I think it's worked very well.
You've done an amazing job.
Look at me, man. 24 years and they still haven't discovered.
Yeah.
The Washington Post reported that sources within the CDC who spoke on the condition of anonymity said HHS leaders, including Kennedy, sought to get Menares to commit to rescinding approvals for certain COVID-19 vaccines. Oh, so she thinks she is saving lives by continuing to try to shove those down our throats. No.
No, thank you.
When Menares did not immediately commit, she was told by administration officials she must resign or she would be fired. She was told by administration officials. Sources also claim that she then attempted to involve the chairman of the Senate's top health committee, Senator Bill Cassidy, a Republican out of Louisiana. The move reportedly further angered Kennedy. When reached for comment, they didn't get one. Susan Menares is no longer director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, HHS said. We thanked her for her dedicated service to the American people. Secretary Kennedy has full confidence in his team at the CDC. We'll continue to be vigilant in protecting Americans against infectious diseases at home and abroad.
Can you imagine being a boss and you told someone, yeah, thanks for your service, but this just isn't working out? And they literally basically said, I'm not going anywhere. I mean, you'd be like, what? Do you not understand how this process works?
Well, I mean, Florida's a right-to-work state, which means right to fire you for any reason, anytime, for no reason, anytime, anywhere, anyhow.
Any place, anyhow, yeah, anyway.
But I don't know how it works in D.C. You know, all those folks, they get those fat government contracts, and they
don't want to let go, apparently.
No.
Just keep holding on.
Well, they always say, you know, how difficult, that's the whole thing. It's so difficult to fire a federal employee.
Well, that was one of the things that I remember Trump trying to do last term, last go-round, was with the VA. Because you had people who would get in there who weren't really looking out for the best for our veterans, and you could not get rid of them. And so, I don't know if that's still the case, but at least that was something he tried to fix last time.
Devil baby mama.
Again?
Devil baby mama again.
We heard from her already this week.
We did.
She got two heads.
It's a demon. It's a demon. Actress Mia Farrow.
Oh, yeah.
Blaming Republicans. Oh, and the NRA.
Oh, of course.
After a mass shooting at the Annunciation Catholic Church in Minneapolis. The Republicans' fault. Not sure right. how that exactly works.
From the Trump hater that killed the kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, devil baby mama, shut it. Maybe that devil baby wouldn't have come out. 9 o'clock stretch is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.